4KFW Mobile.
4NXY, David. Good morning.
David, how's that cup of coffee?
Get off that cup of coffee and switch to something a good bit cooler. It's going to be a hot day. And from what the weatherman was saying, this weekend and next week's going to be closer to the place you don't want to wind up after you die.
And the regular temperature, I think, on what, Saturday and Sunday is supposed to be 99, not counting the heat index. And, yeah, next week we're supposed to be down there at the beach, and I know it's going to be hot down there.
WTJKT Mobile.
Come on in.
Morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
Good morning, David. Hope you guys are having a good morning this morning.
I'm up kind of early. I'm looking forward to this morning. I'm going in and getting this gadget that's been implanted in my back adjusted, and hopefully I'll be feeling a whole lot better in the future. Starting tomorrow, well, starting this afternoon, I hope.
Over here.
If you have any experience like my brother-in-law had with his implant, it's going to be a night and day wonderful difference. So I just really hoping that it works out for you the same way.
There's a lady at church that had it done. She's a couple of weeks ahead of me, and with her procedure, and it's working good for her. And I've heard reports from other people, so I'm definitely think it's going to make a big difference. Okie doke. Well, I'm going to get back to what I was doing. Y'all pick it up. KF4NXY.
All right, your beverage of choice this morning, and maybe we'll catch you a little bit later. WTJKT.
Morning, David. Hope it all works out for the best for you this afternoon. KN4TFW. Fly under the radar today.
Not get any of that up down here in a hole.
And I hope we just coast by and fly under the radar.
All these lane closures and shutdowns at 85, I had to take a side road from my exit down to exit 92 because they had 85 south closed. I think it was actually an accident at exit 96. Or maybe it was 95. There were several police cars, and they had it all shut down, but I couldn't really see. But, that was no fun, and now we're shrinking down to one lane again, I think, on the southbound side. So, not a great start this morning, plus I didn't sleep well last night, so I only got about 4 hours of sleep, so it's going to be a rough day.
Not for you.
But I'm looking forward to a good weekend, and I heard you guys saying how hot it was going to be this weekend. I'm just hoping for a little bit more... a little cooler up my way.
It's showing it.
Yeah, so, 100-degree weekend, one inside, and, our air conditioning systems in our houses, neither of them can keep up when it's that hot outside, so we'll probably see, like, the last time it was nearly 100 degrees out, we were seeing, 78 degrees inside the houses, so, I mean, it was dry. It was not humid, but, that was nice. But it still felt good compared to outside, even if it wasn't 74 where we have it set.
And I'll probably experience some bad in the camper down there at the beach. It's supposed to be really hot. I bet the AC never quits on it.
One or two units on it.
One, it's like it's a real open floor plan.
I had a struggle. My rig's got two on it, one for the bedroom up front and one for the rest, and it will also struggle when it's this hot outside, so you're going to be, you'll have a good time.
There'll be a slight breeze down there anyway.
There, that should help quite a bit.
We're going down on Monday. There ain't another rig like down there like there was a couple of days ago. Man, the interstate was like closed all day.
How long it shuts down the incident, because people are either rubbernecking or, if there isn't a serious injury, they have to investigate. And more, the lawyers and the insurance companies demand, more thorough investigations. And, so they're they got shut down for 6 hours taking pictures and measuring things and doing whatever else.
Like a 14-car truck pileup.
One trying to piece that all together.
Made it twice in 1 week. That's pretty impressive.
Good morning, dude. Good to hear you.
Hey, good morning, Eric. I've been waking up. I don't know. I went to bed about 11, and I woke up about 30 minutes ago. So, but anyway, heard y'all talking about 85, or not 85, but yeah, it was 85. N4AZE.
There's a bad wreck on 95 southbound a couple of days ago down there at the 41, and then Eric was talking about there's something up there by him. He had to take a detour.
95. I thought I heard something 5, but now you're heading to the beach this weekend, aren't you?
Till Monday.
So you'll be around for the weekend anyway.
Camp ready in that 100 degree Saturday and Sunday.
But this weekend?
The regular temperature, like 99, I think, and I'm pretty sure 99 on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Fun, isn't it? Well, maybe. No, it'll probably be humid, too, you know what?
Better to do this weekend, too, outside.
That about 5:30 a.m.
I need his help for this. He doesn't get up until about 4 in the afternoon because he's up all night playing games with his stupid friends online. So, yeah, it'll be the hottest part of the day before I even get to it.
And late in the afternoon up in the dark.
But, yeah, I don't know. I just got to drag him out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning to do it.
Teenager, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Hey, you may be the way to get him.
To bed around 4:30 in the morning, so I'll just take him, stay up an extra hour and a half, and then do a couple hours of work.
Good, with your back, KN4TFW.
Yeah, physical stuff, like taking down the mast and pushing the mast back up and doing whatever.
You've not long had that backup, or you better be careful.
Now, it's been feeling really good. I got a little bit of soreness still. I'm still on weight restriction, but I'm going into the office. I'm going to the doctor on Tuesday next week, and they'll probably clear me for more weight and for some exercise. So I'm looking forward to that.
Doctor, what you did over the weekend?
I'm stripping some wire and attaching a resonator to my antenna, but, you know, like I said, the kid's going to do all the lifting, so I'll be fine.
Ask Ken if he heard that.
How about you have to go again?
The teenager's gonna do all the lifting.
Yeah.
He probably won't even be there.
He'll do the work to get his driver's license, so it's not like he's gonna go anywhere. He's 16.
Old and doesn't care about a driver's license.
He does not want one.
The day we turned 15, didn't we?
They socialize online, so they have no reason to go anywhere. And he knows that if he gets his license in a car, he's going to have to do errands and, like, do shit for us. So it's like, excuse my French, but, he doesn't want to get his license because he doesn't want to have to do anything responsible or do any work or do anything to help out around the house or anything.
I'll say about that.
Some, police activity and maybe a lane closure at the flag.
Appreciate it.
Eric, I'm going today to Home Depot. I'm going to get I never had one, but it's a Ryobi, I forget the number of it. It's a 40 volt. It's a little lawnmower. It's self-propelled, It's just a couple of areas of grass over here that, you know, we got people to do our yard, but this, I don't know, it's about 700 or 800 square feet, just small area that we want to keep really cut, really nice, and so we were going to try one of those and do it ourselves, you know. But it's a 40-volt, 20, I think it's 22-inch self-propelled thingy.
I don't know if we have a 22. We might. I don't know. I don't work an outdoor, but do you have my number?
It's maybe it is a 21. It's I didn't take a picture of it. I called them. It's $429, but then it's on clearance sale for $386. It didn't have a name. It was just a 40 volt something or other.
Do that. I will. I'm trying to check right now, see what we have that I can have access to. But I might have to see what physical stock we have in our employee store here. But I could probably do better if you. I don't know where you were going to Home Depot, but if you're up for a drive to exit 27, I can probably meet you at the store and hook you up. I-27.
It's north, right? Up, let's see. I know the airport was 57, right?
57, but we're down in Anderson, so exit 27, and the store is, like, right off, it's, you know, a couple of turns off the exit, but it's real close.
It's backwards. All right, south. Okay, yeah, I mean, it's as long as it's just a little, you know, just a small area is all I'm doing. I think it says it'll cut up to a half acre. Of course, I know what that means. It probably cut half of that, or you running self-propelled and all. But I don't need it for any longevity. I just a small area that I can pick it up and set it in there, you know.
What?
Easily. So it's not, Anderson's not far.
Yeah, so that's not too far. But yeah, let me, you got something to write with?
I'm running something right on. Y'all go ahead. I'll be back in a minute. N4AZE.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
4DLE. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Headed up the interstate, headed to work. Hope everybody else is doing well this morning.
All over here. Is Ms. Angela with you today?
Have I got the sidekick? She's sitting over here.
KN4TFW.
Where's the WCJKT?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, y'all.
Just had to do it. Good morning.
She hesitant to speak this time. She said it's never as bad as that first time you actually talked. Which, yeah, I agree with that.
It's not bad at all.
First time in even all the years I've talked on the radio working fire and EMS. Different critter talking to him.
You all day at work. We try to stay cool this weekend and early next week. It's supposed to be brutal out there.
Looking forward to it.
Sorry it took so long. I had to go to the house to get the pen I had. Didn't work. So I had to go to the house and get one, but I got one now.
Run a log in the shack.
I do. Go ahead.
All right. It's area code 484-467-0713. 484-467-0713. Shoot me a text this morning, and so I have your number, and then I'll check with the store and see if we've got that model in stock, and, you know, I can give you my employee deal on it.
Yeah, thank you very much. And, yeah, I might even, you know, we don't have a Dairy Queen around here, and I love the Blizzard. I don't know why, but we go to the beach, we get up, they have Dairy Queen there right down the street from the house, but they closed it. They're putting a bank in its place, and I hadn't had a Blizzard in a year now, so
Hey, that'll give me a good chance to find a Dairy Queen down there.
Near our office, but there might be one in between somewhere.
Brazil, believe it or not, there used to be one right there on the corner before you exit 27, but they shut it down a long time ago and completely wiped out the building. Closest one to Anderson that I know of is in Pendleton now, even if it's still open.
About there on Clemson Boulevard in Pendleton.
Greer right there by the Lowe's.
Close to me. Is that you, Anthony?
It's me, it's Ernesty. KQ4ZLE. Good morning, sir. Always. Angela says hello also. And she's my sidekick this morning.
Sweetheart thing. I didn't know you had your lady with you. Good morning, Angela.
Out of it. She said hello back.
Going to work, right?
She has to spend all the time with me at home and at work. Bless her heart.
Recliner over here. Put that double. Texting a little bit. I gotta go get my phone. It's in the house.
It doesn't even open until 8 or 9, and then I gotta find. Yeah, I think I got a break between meetings at some point this morning. It's not even over lunch. Let's go check and see what they've got. But yeah, either way, we'll figure it out.
I almost wasn't gonna get one. I was talking to Vicky, and I said, you know, they cut our grass every 2 weeks. You know, the guys come out and do it. And they use these zero turns, and this one section that we like to keep looking good. I guess the industrial thing, you know, the blades probably aren't quite that sharp, and also it doesn't, but that's the part we walk by all the time, and we both want to keep it looking good, you know, because I water it and stuff. We put sod down there because we kept having trouble with it, but anyway, that's what's going to get some kind of something or other just to cut the grass with. I thought about getting a weed eater, but that won't look as good.
I'll keep the blade sharp. It'll make that stuff look really good. So, yeah, I'll check it when I get a chance, and we'll chat later.
I have trouble with a little small electric lawnmower.
Be pretty good these days.
Myself in too much trouble with one.
Oh, yeah.
I asked because, I mean, I would have gone gas. They were a little cheaper, but I got to thinking, you know, cranking them up. Sometimes they don't want to crank. You know, it's hard on old people, you know.
Yeah, back problems or anything, you know, pulling that recoil is no fun. But, yeah, the electrics are nice. You know, no, you don't have to change the oil or put gas in them or anything like that. They're just easy.
Now, I got no problems. It's just, I'm just old.
If we can, so yeah, we'll and you never know. I mean, you know, they have some good stuff in the store sometimes for employees, so yeah, maybe they'll surprise us today. Who knows?
My people want more
them to give us a good employee deal on the 80 volt riding mower, but it has not happened yet.
The riding mower is electric,
an independent motor on each blade. And then they got a motor for a drive, and it's all electric, so it works pretty good. They claim that they can get an equivalent of something like, you know, 20 or 25 horse out of it, so it's not a bad deal. I mean, they cut well. I see them out there on their test fields running them all the time, and those test fields look fantastic when they're done, so they work pretty good.
I've never seen anybody on one before. I've seen them advertised, but never excited. No, 25 horse, that's pretty strong there, isn't it?
That's like 7 batteries all at once, so that's quite a bit of power.
That is, you can't lift them, can you?
Batteries weigh about 10 pounds or something like that, and the 40-volt batteries are about 5 pounds. So, yeah, I can lift them all.
5 pounds, the 40-volt weighs 5 pounds?
If you get the 12-amp hour, yeah.
Looking at was a 6-amp-hour, 40-volt. I guess that's 2.5 pounds.
Not a straight linear relationship. That's probably still pretty heavy because it's a 6-amp-hour. If it's a 3P pack, then it's going to have 30 cells in it that are just a little bit lighter than the 12-amp-hour cells. So I don't know. It might weigh 3 or 4 pounds.
I've got the electric tools. You know, I started out with a DeWalt naturally, then I bought another thing to do as a battery fit it, and then so I wound up all DeWalt. You know how that goes.
You're talking a platform. You know, it's kind of hard to get away sometimes, but I mean, DeWalt's aren't terrible, but they're not as good as our stuff.
And I got this. The thing is, you know, the reason you do get stuck with it is because you got a charger already, and you can buy the tool without a battery. And heck, the battery's as much as the tool.
Expensive. That's the sad part of it. But you know, with everybody and their uncle doing lithium batteries these days, you know, there's not enough material to go around, so it kind of pushes the prices up a little bit. But you know, the tariffs aren't helping right now either.
Some more child labor.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they are digging more lithium mines as fast as they can, but I don't know. If you don't have, you know, it's not hard to switch. You know, I mean, you sell all that stuff on eBay and, you know, get some Ryobi stuff.
I just wait till it dies, throw it away, and then start over.
I bought stuff when I went to work for TTI, so I got rid of it real quick.
I tell them I had it. Oh, there you go.
I'm just going to say the same thing. I had a bunch of DeWalt stuff and moved over here close and ended up with a few Ryobi pieces and ended up selling all of my DeWalt stuff. And I got a bunch of Ryobi stuff.
40 cables, because that's what Lowe's sold at the time.
I have the reconditioned tools and have had no problems with them whatsoever. I got them, you know, probably about half off at the time when I was buying them piece by piece.
Champion Chrysler with all of us, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just not something like Daewoo.
In college, I had a 1989 Pontiac Le Mans that was a Daewoo Charade with a different name on it.
Daewoo, I laugh. It's just comical. I don't know why.
Daewoo even still in business or still exists?
The equipment.
Thinking. I don't think I've seen one in a while, but yeah.
Oh man, when me and Susan got together, she had a Daihatsu 3-cylinder. Actually ran pretty good.
This, y'all talking about cars and foreign stuff, it made me think of something back in the day. You could trade a used pair of Levi blue jeans for a Hugo.
In them.
Oh, but over in Europe, you could trade a pair of Levi's for one of them.
In the 80s, you could buy one for under $4,000, brand new.
Back in the 70s, you could buy a new Volkswagen Beetle for $1,700.
That's cool, right?
We had a couple of them things, and one of them drunk the valve, and I was just a kid at the time, and me and my brothers helped my dad take the motor out. Wasn't but 4 bolts, and had it on a jack, lowered it out, put another engine in it, and didn't take long. We had that little Beetle going again.
Remember the when I worked EMS, the joke with Hugo, if we're on a wreck with a Hugo, it's either you go to the trauma bay or you go to heaven.
A true statement. Anyway, I just wanted to interject that briefly. Y'all carry on, KF4NXY.
You're out there, Dave. Sorry.
I'm in the bushes. I'm getting ready to go have this implant that they got in my back, get it tuned up and adjusted. Life ought to be a lot better. Anyway, KF4NXY.
Thing. You heard any more about it?
Not really. Last I heard, my nephew and his son sometime in the future are planning on restoring the thing. Right at the moment, it's tucked away in my brother's garage over there on Pickens Street. I imagine it'll probably still be sitting there 20 years from now. So, just one of them things. KF4NXY.
See if you can work it out where it can be sitting over here.
Unfortunately, that one don't want nothing to do with me, and I don't want to get around her. She's pretty good shot with that 357 KF4NXY.
You don't know anybody that...
There's a couple on Facebook that were kind of mutual friends, or all sort of. I know a couple people on Facebook, but like I say, I got my wife to reach out to her a while back, and that was, you know, what she told my wife.
I have a 357.
From the deepness of your voice, you sound like you're a rather large person.
No, I'm not. I'm a little thing. I'm 73 years old.
69 years old, 5'8", 220, and then most of that 220 is my belly. I got to get in shape again. But anyway, I digress. Y'all go ahead and pick it up. KF4NXY.
4ZLE. You talking about wives with 357 Magnum? This little wifey of mine's got a Smith & Wesson 686 that she can take at 15 yards and put a group within 3 inches. So yeah, I don't make her mad.
Wife's a lot better shot than I am too, so I know where you're coming from. KF4NXY.
Or a 45 or a 9mm myself, but with a little wifey, she don't even put the 38 specials in, and she's like, she don't even feel them, so she keeps it loaded with the 357 Magnums.
Your friend over here.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I have one, but I don't like to shoot it too much, but I have a cylinder for it that'll let me shoot nines.
686 is one of the smoothest shooting revolvers I've ever shot. Got one of the best triggers in it as well, single and double action. Myself, and so we got a small arsenal going between me and her. Well, gentlemen, I'm here at the hospital. I hope you guys have a good day, and we'll catch you guys later. Good talking again.
Y'all both keep your powder dry.
Angela, just take it easy, be safe, and I'll probably talk to y'all next week. So enjoy that heat this weekend. WTUJKT.
Anthony, 73. Angela, you guys have a good one. KN4TFW.
I don't know about you, but they were frightening me.
How do you guys want to tangle?
Control the gate. I'm going to have to say 7-3. You guys have an awesome, safe day. And be good and stay cool. KN4 TFW.
You have a safe day at work and enjoy that heat this weekend. And enjoy your trip next week. We'll get some somewhere down the line. It's WTUJKT.
All right, Kenny, you'll be safe. Hey, next time, I'll try to do it tomorrow. I know I go to the beach a lot. We've learned a bunch of ways to beat all the traffic at the beach if you're interested. But, beating that, I-20, all that, and where they're doing all that work on, 26 and all that. Anyway, I'll talk to you about it. N4AZE, toodles.
But we're going down by Beaufort, down to Hunting Island, so I like to stay away from all those tourist areas.
Go the way where all the wrecks are then.
Well, I hope not, but there was one on 95 a couple of days ago. It was like a 14-car pileup. It was shut down for all day.
Do that anymore. We used to do 95 some and 20 and all that, but we found some other way. It takes a little bit longer, but it's scenic, you know. You know, you go through all the little towns that time forgot.
Well, I'm going to say 7-3. You guys have a good one, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
Bird.
at exit 42, and I'm starting to lose the repeater, so I'm probably going to jump out of here as well. And, yeah, dude, it was good hearing from you this morning, and I'll be back on the road next week, so maybe we'll catch up then. I hope you have a great day, and then just text me later about that mower. Maybe we'll meet up later, and I can hook you up. So, anyway, have a good one. Talk to you later. WTUJKT.
The house and get the phone, and in a few minutes, and I'll give you a text, and then we'll go from there. Have a good one out there. Be safe. Catch you as soon as we can in 4AZE.
I tell you, I'll destinate it.
They're talking about 100 degrees this weekend.
I'm horrified. I saw the weather report. It's going to feel like 108 on Sunday.
Humid.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the actual temperature's probably 100 or something, or 101, and then you factor in the humidity, and it makes it even worse. I'm probably just going to stay inside all day.
It's that hot. We'll go to the beach because it'll be cooler, you know, windier and all that, but I don't know what Ken was saying. It's going to be hot there.
When I was a kid, we had a little pop-up camper trailer, and we'd go down there to Lakewood, and there was a bunch of nice trees, you know, in the actual campground, riding the bicycles around them, and always a nice breeze, and then get down on the actual beach itself, there was usually a good breeze coming through there, so it didn't really matter how hot it was, you kind of stayed fairly comfortable.
Be like that? Is it just the weekend, or is it going through next week, or what?
What that little fellow was saying on Channel 4, it's going to be all next week, too.
I guess it's just that time of year that it does that.
Yeah. Summer in the South. I've been through it every year now for 69 years. Sometimes it's a little worse, sometimes it's a little better, but it's always hot.
And yes, I know I like to hang out down here in my shop, you know, and goof around and stuff, but, you know, I can open both doors, the hangar door and the garage door, and it'll flow through air good and all, but when it's 100 degrees, it's hot air.
Didn't have any outbuildings that big. I got a few of them out there. Got the wife a new she shed recently, and I insulated it. And we got a little portable air conditioner in it. And anyway, I got a little bit more work to do, but I kind of got sidelined with my back. But hopefully I'll get all that straightened out this morning.
Implant, do they do that regular change in implant or something?
This gadget ought to be good for 10 years. It's you know, it's kind of like a pacemaker. You know, people get implanted for their heart, except they implant this thing near your spinal column and run four wires off of it to different spots in your back, you know, the actual spinal cord. They figure out, you know, what spot they need to put it to alleviate the pain, and hopefully, you know, I'll be less dependent on Advil and Tylenol and all that junk, and you know, kind of cut down on, you know, you use those medicines occasionally, and the side effects ain't that bad, but. You know, you use Tylenol forever, you know, you're doing some damage to your liver, and I had a smart little doctor tell me one time not to take Advil. He didn't really say why, so anyway, all that stuff's got side effects.
I had to go, my heart was skipping and stuff, and anyway, they gave me a little... This is a long time ago, but they gave me a pacemaker thingy or whatever it records. You wear it. I had to wear it for a week in the little stickers stuck on me and all, and it recorded stuff, so what it was. And so they thought I was having heart issues or something. Anyway, make it short, I went through all these tests and the treadmills and all this stuff, and it turned out to be Advil. I can't take Advil. It makes my heart act up.
I kind of get the same deal when I tried naproxen one time. It knocked out the pain, but my heart started going pitter-patter and acting squirrely, so I never did take no more of it.
We discovered it kind of accidentally because, you know, they put down a list of stuff I took, and that was it, Advil. I'd take an Advil once in a while, and that was the only thing I ever took. So, and it just so happened that I took an Advil, and that was going on, which I didn't take them very much. But I took this one for about 3 days in a row, the Advil, and that's when it started doing that. And we just looked up, finding out that's what it was. We had to test it. So I went without the Advil for 3 days, and it stopped. I took the Advil again, and the second day it started doing it. And so they ran tests, said, yeah, I'm allergic to whatever it was. It was in there.
Yeah, they gave me some kind of medicine one time. I forget what it was supposed to do, but, yeah, I didn't have a good reaction to it at all. The fuzz buster on the wife's console started transforming into something else, so I'm going to make sure they don't prescribe that for me no more.
Effects, you know, that everything has, you know, it's supposed to do whatever, but then the side effects are going to probably be worse than what you're trying to fix.
One of those late night TV shows, and the guest, the reason he was on the show was he was pretty good with cancer research, and for some reason he had bought a newspaper, and so that was kind of the topic of discussion. But what he was saying with the cancer research is, over millions of years, your natural immunity, you've got T cells, and then they found out you've got this other cell that will fight off the cancer really better, in a lot of cases better than the radiation and the chemotherapy, because once they start doing radiation and chemotherapy on you, you know, that stuff's pretty invasive and hard on the body. So, you know, that's definitely one of them instances. If they told me I had cancer today, I'd weigh the pros and cons on the prescribed treatments.
Yes, God, the only thing I can take is aspirin. That doesn't bother me. So if I ever get a headache or anything, which I really don't, but, you know, I'll take an aspirin or something, you know.
That's good, you know, and that's the thing, you know, they make generalizations about all these medications, but everybody's different, so, you know, you don't really know what a medication's going to do with you till you actually try it. Now, the wife, you know, from what you were describing, I thought you were talking probably about AFib. My wife's got AFib, and they had to go in there and pretty much just did an electrical signal in her heart, you know, to make the muscles stop twitching. And so now she's okay, but, you know, she's doing a lot more exercising and trying to get healthy. She rides, you know, one of them old bicycles every night about 10 miles. So, and that's, you know, what I'm going to be doing. I've done changed my diet a good bit, and unfortunately, I went back to smoking cigarettes, but that's a whole nother story. But anyway, it'll all work out. KF4 and XY.
Something. But yeah, the only thing I can do is I can do aspirin. Now, they, believe, evidently it's got something different. I don't know what the difference is, but Leave's got, it's not like whatever Tylenol has in it, right?
I'm probably more in the category of you know, what you mentioned a while ago that you couldn't take that was causing you problems. All of those are anti-inflammatories. I would think, you know, I wouldn't see why you couldn't take Tylenol unless, you know, it bothered your liver. But it could be something about your system that, you know, maybe just the best thing to do is stick with aspirin.
Aleve didn't cause anything. It didn't cause any flutter or anything, my heart skipping or anything like that. So I took it about a year ago, and I had taken a leave for something, it might have been I had tweaked my back or something, but I had a little, maybe on one side I had a little thing in my back, pulled something or other, lifting something, but I took a leave for a few days, and I didn't pay any attention, but started getting a little brown in my urine. I'm thinking, oh no, with blood, you know, so making an appointment with a urologist, and sure enough, they want to do an MRI and all this on me. They do all these tests and stuff, and they don't find anything, because they thought it would be a kidney stone or something that was causing it. But anyway, make it short, it turned out it was the Aleve. I can't take that. They said, well, I can take it once here and there, but I can't take it any time in a row. Because, yeah, they did all these tests. They thought I had what you said, that AFib.
That's the way it works, and that Aleve is the name brand for naproxen, so that's one I can't take either. Anyway, I need to get ready to go see the doctor. I got our first early morning appointment. George, catching up with you, dude. I was going to mention to the guys, I think, you know, sometime when all of them are off and whatever, we all get together at the Waffle House or somewhere and lay eyeballs on each other and see if we look like what we sound like. Most of us probably don't. Have a good day. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY, clear on your final.
Here too. Enjoyed it. We'll, if I wake up and early enough, I'll get in here in the morning again. So you have a good one. Talk to you later. And anybody out there listening, toodles all the way around in 4AZE.